it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philbacks, and remember, we've always got your back.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow. He's meeting with Vladimir Putin as the U.S. continues efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the world continues to prepare for fallout from the trade war that's focused on China.
They're really pushing back hard against the president's repeated claims that he is, in fact, engaging in talks and negotiations with China to end this trade war that he started. The president, in a new interview with Time magazine, says that he has spoken to President Xi, but China is pushing back on that, calling it fake news, saying there are no negotiations on tariff issues and no agreement has been reached.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington. Over 100,000 people have been online to pay their respects to Pope Francis and file past his coffin in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of tomorrow's funeral. It's expected to draw over 200,000 people. And sentencing day for former Congressman George Santos, prosecutors seeking 7 years for wire fraud and identity theft. This is ABC News. A former New Mexico judge and his wife were arrested Thursday after three suspected members of a violent South American gang were found living in their guest house. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
During a raid in February, Homeland Security agents found and arrested three Venezuelan nationals living on the property of Magistrate Joel Cano. The feds claim the three are members of the Tren de Aragua criminal organization. Cano and his wife were taken into custody yesterday, but claim in court documents they've done nothing wrong.
Toxic algae bloom that first made sea lions act aggressive has turned fatal, killing marine mammals in the waters off Southern California. Jenny Smith of the SeaWorld San Diego Rescue Team says,
I think that this is a naturally occurring event, and pollution, upwelling, everything can affect our water system. And one thing to remember is that everything goes to the ocean.
Experts say one factor here, the runoff and debris from January's fires. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Se busca un hogar seguro y asequible? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ya sea que esté alquilando o comprando, le conectamos con opciones de vivienda de alta calidad y a precios accesibles que se ajustan a sus necesidades. Todos merecen un hogar seguro y estable. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo o visítenos en línea para obtener más información. Looking for a safe, affordable place to call home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Whether you're renting or buying, we connect you with quality, affordable housing options to fit your needs. Everyone deserves a safe and stable home. Let us help you find yours. Call 608-647-4949 today or visit us online to learn more.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Cobison Buses is a family-owned company that is great to work for, and we are hiring. Would you like a rewarding part-time job after retirement? Transporting our students to and from school is that job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers and sub-route drivers here in Richland Center. We also have an option for drivers to travel to our Lodi terminal daily. This can be 40 hours per week or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you will get paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting pay is $21 with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Accidents happen, but with over 30 years of experience, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. Get a free estimate and we'll restore your car to perfection. Plus, enjoy our complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Come see the experts at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, the Lord is my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. Jeremiah 16:19. Keith Brooks said, an aged Scotch Christian lay very ill. His minister came to see him. As the minister took a chair near the bedside, he noticed on the other side of the bed another chair placed at such an angle as to suggest that another visitor had just left it. I see I'm not your first visitor, said the pastor. Years ago I found it impossible to pray. I often fell asleep on my knees, and if I kept awake, my thoughts would wander. I spoke to a minister about it. He told me not to worry, but just to sit down and put a chair opposite and think of the Lord Jesus as present in it. Talk to him as you would to a friend, face to face, he said. I have been doing that ever since, and oh, how real he has become to me. A week later, the man died in the night. He had fallen peacefully into sleep, and they found his hand resting on the arm of the chair reserved for the Lord. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. A little bit more rain moving across the region for the first half of today. Nothing too heavy. Maybe another tenth of an inch or a little bit more. That'll be coming to an end by early this afternoon as it all shifts off to the south and east. We are expecting cool air to continue to filter in as well, keeping temperatures several degrees below normal. Should have a beautiful Saturday shaping up with high pressure moving in from southern Canada, bringing lots of dry air and sunshine. Sunday south winds return to the area, starting a warming trend. There could be a few spotty showers over west and north Wisconsin Sunday. We'll have a better chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms Monday into Monday night as warm, humid air moves in, along with a cold front approaching from the northwest. In fact, there could be some scattered heavy thunderstorms, especially late Monday. Behind that, a few leftover showers early Tuesday before things dry out again, and temperatures look relatively seasonal for the bulk of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Overcast and cool with some off and on showers, mostly ending by early afternoon. High near 57, northeast wind 6 to 15. Tonight clearing and brisk with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny and pleasant, high at 62, wind northeast up to 10. On Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, a touch breezy as well. Low 37, high near 67. Monday should be variably cloudy, breezy, and warm. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some could have high winds or hail. Low 50, high 77. Tuesday, a good chance of showers in the morning, breezy and cooler, with breaks of sun later. Low 55, high 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny, low in the upper 30s, high near 64. Thursday, more clouds along with spotty showers, high near 67. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. We have picked up some rain once again this morning, and our temperature is at 46 degrees. Yesterday's high, 61. 65 one-hundredths of an inch of rain was recorded yesterday. The record high of 87 was established in 1962. The record low, 23, in 1967. Last year's high was 62, and the low, 34. Sunset will occur at 7:56 this evening. Sunrise time at 2 minutes after 6 comes up on Saturday morning. Right now, 46 degrees with cloudy conditions, a west to northwest wind at 3, barometer is steady at 3010, and we've received right around 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain since it began early this morning. Once again, it is 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports time coming up here on WRCO Radio. We'll check out some notes on the local and area scene. Lots of scores from yesterday. And Mike Clemens checks in with a statewide look at sports top story as well. This update is sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers in Richland Center and by Hillsboro Equipment.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Here's a look at sports in Southwest Wisconsin. I'm Phil Nee. The Richland Center High School softball team lost in 9 innings to Dodgeville 4-3 last night. The Hornets continue to play the Southwest Conference contenders in close games. Freshman Kyrie Fisher had 3 hits in 4 at-bats, including a solo home run in the second inning. The Hornets broke a 1-1 tie in the 5th when Ella Clements had an RBI ground out. Then a bases-loaded walk to Tatum Razick pushed home a run, and Richland Center led 3-1. Emma Doherty hit a double that tied the game in the bottom of the 7th, and the teams played 2 more innings before the Dodgers won the game on a walk-off single by Riley Forsyth in the bottom of the 9th. Kyrie Fisher pitched 8 1/3 innings for the Hornets, giving up 8 hits and 4 runs, 1 earned. She struck out 7 and walked 5. Ava Lord pitched for Dodgeville and surrendered 5 hits and 3 runs over 9 innings, striking out 6 and walking 4. Richland Center is scheduled to host Mauston in a non-conference softball game tonight at 5. The Hornets will honor the 1996 WIAA state qualifying team between the varsity and JV games approximately at 6:30. Ithaca 11, Kickapoo 1. Ariana Lewis gave up a total of 4 hits. She struck out 4 and walked 1. Maddie Townsend suffered the loss for Kickapoo. Ithaca's catcher Holly King picked off 3 of 4 steal attempts last night. Kelsey Coleman was 1 for 1 with a couple of walks, 2 RBIs and a home run. Emma Hilby 2 for 3. Maylee Plemer 1 for 3 with 2 RBIs and a home run. And Alyssa Muller was 1 for 2 with an RBI. Hits for Kickapoo: Haley Peterson, Michaela Kaufman, Gwen Fredrickson, and Maddie Townsend. Fenimore over Darlington. Final score was 6-1. Also, Cuba City got a 12-0 win over Riverdale. Waseca Steuben 10-5 over DeSoto. Mineral Point 12 and Iowa Grant 11. Mount Horeb 5-2 over Baraboo. Seneca 20, North Crawford 6. Platteville got the win against Lancaster 3-2. River Valley edged Prairie du Chien 6-5. For Weston last night, an 18-12 win for Lafarge. The Silver Eagles had 11 hits, led by Lily Cass, going 3-5 with a double, two RBIs. Haley McGlynn, Lexi Rockweiler, and Khaleesi Siebenhaller all had two hits in the game last night. The Eagles continue to make improvements for coach Larry Villiard. In baseball news from last night, it was a win for Weston over Lafarge. That final was 21-0. Trevor Westfall took care of business on the mound, pitching a complete five-inning game in 57 pitches. Weston had 26 hits on the night. Hunter Coy, 4-4 with a double, four RBIs, and three runs scored. Isaac Jennings, 4-4 with a triple and a home run, four RBIs, and three runs scored. Also, Blake Bingham had three RBIs. Ryan Greenwood with three hits. Garrett Jennings, 3-4 as well. Gavin Cast, 3-4. Brady Westfall was 2-4 with a double last night. Garrett Granger and Trevor Westfall all had hits for the Silver Eagles. It was a win yesterday for Ithaca. They got by Kickapoo, 4-1 in Ridge and Valley Conference play. Caden Keller had two hits. Devin Iam pitched a little over six innings to get the win. He walked four and struck out 11. Caden Keller came on in relief as the Bulldogs nailed it down. Evan Wallace and Brenton Ewing each had two hits for Kickapoo. Evan Wallace was the pitcher that suffered the loss. He struck out six and walked one. Platteville was a winner over Riverdale. Final score 12-7 in baseball. Southwestern 9-7 over Belmont. Iowa Grant 8-2 over Monticello Albany. Lancaster 7, Darlington 4. It was Bangor 8-2 over Cashton. DeSoto 10-7 over Boscobel. GET beat Westby 9-6. Also last night on the baseball diamonds, Seneca 4-0 over North Crawford. Reedsburg 2-0 over Edgewood. Brookwood 12-0 over Waniwok Center. In high school soccer from last night, Richland Center lost to Dodgeville Mineral Point 8-0. River Valley edged Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca 4-3. Track results from last night in Royal. Ithaca Weston involved. Tristan Peterson was second in the 100 hurdles. Also, eighth place finish for Maggie Kirshner with a personal record. 300 hurdles, Tristan Peterson, first place. Faith Tanichka was ninth in the 800. First place finish for Tristan Peterson in the long jump. Bailey Wanless with a personal record in the discus, finishing 10th. And Faith Tanichka also with a PR and 11th place in the discus. For the boys, the 4x8 relay team was first with a time of 9:06.59. Sam Jones, John Hash, Brayson Garcia-Boland, and Clayton Lee ran that for Ithaca Weston. The 100-yard dash, Baltizer Kaiser with a ninth-place finish. 1,600 run, Deacon McDonough was fourth with a personal record. Gage Busher was 12th in the 400. Baltasar Kaiser, ninth in the 200. Connor Montez, fifth in the 3,200. And a triple jump finish for Gage Busher was 10th. 12th for John Hash. In the discus throw, Deacon McDonough is 5th and 10th in shot put. A couple of relay teams did really well. The 4x4 was 2nd. Sam Jones, John Hash, Deacon McDonough, and Clayton Lee. And a first place finish last night as well in the 800 for Clayton Lee. 4th for Brayson Garcia-Boland and 12th for Connor Montez. That's a look at how it went last night in Royal. Going on tonight, River Valley is playing baseball at Prairie du Chien. There's also baseball for Richland Center tonight. The Hornet baseball team is at Dodgeville. The Richland Center softball team, as we mentioned earlier, is taking on Mauston at home. The Ithaca softball team is at Riverdale this afternoon. Ithaca JV baseball is at Baraboo. Riverdale in action tonight for baseball. They're at Iowa Grant. And Kickapoo will be playing softball at Viroqua High School. Sting night going on tomorrow night at Richland Center High School. The Hall of Fame and college signing. 4:30 for the doors to open. 5:30, the Hall of Fame inductees will be officially inducted into the Richland Center School Hall of Fame. Brian Strang, Bruce Wilson, Greg Vitesnik, Richard Dick Newman, and the 1983 Class B state champion girls track team at Richland Center will all be honored. Our sports update continues. In fact, we'll be on hand tonight at Richland Center High School as the Hornets take on Boston, and they will be honoring the 1996 state qualifying Richland Center softball team. Many of those players will be back. We'll take air around 4:45 today on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. First pitch time around 5 o'clock. We also may have some guest color commentators from that team joining us for the broadcast tonight. I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports from Southwest Wisconsin on this Friday morning.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Mike Clemens talking sports here on WRCO from the very busy Green Bay headquarters. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good. A little tired. It was a late night, but excellent.
What was it like to be there? I know you've witnessed him before, but to be there in our home city in the state of Wisconsin.
Tremendous. First of all, there's things about the draft and Holt and you hear that for me are a little sad or disappointing, but the amount of security, the fencing that is, everywhere and the barricades and, it's the world we live in, right? And the roadblocks that they have to pull this off. But, you just invited the 150,000 people to show up last night and they pulled it off as a very safe event that way. As you're driving in, I had to drive around not just to kind of snoop, but it was just, there's only one way to get in to my media area, but within a 1 mile radius, north, south, east, or west of Lambeau Field, parking starts at $100 a car. Oh. And this is like the residents were charging that, the shops, the restaurants, there was even a church, $100 if you want to park here, and it was almost a mile away. It's like, okay, I'm not sure this is how you like to welcome tourists here, but once I got in, and then, of course, that crowd started to build and build and build. And then there's the Packers on the board at 23. And Mark Murphy comes out and introduces and looks at his card and says, the Packers select wide receiver Matthew Golden from Texas. And the crowd just went nuts. And then they started playing Go Pack Go. And I'm thinking, what a moment for Mark Murphy after 17 years and coming up with this dream to try and bring the draft to Green Bay and Wisconsin, and he ends up right there. He probably should have just dropped the mic and said, good night, see everybody. at policy, it's all yours.
Oh, that's
so then
awesome.
We got down into the media auditorium, and we after talking to Matthew Golden, then Brian Gutekunst comes in as soon as the last pick is made last night, and he comes downstairs, and one of the first questions was one of the reporters says, did you appreciate that the chanting crowd, the excitement that after 23 years since Javon Walker, that the Packers finally took a wide receiver? And Goody said, "Yeah, I don't know what happened because I wrote down a different name. Mark just made that one up. he joked like that wasn't his pick. So a great moment all around. But one other quick side bar to that story, Phil, and that's this: I'm driving up to Green Bay. And I'm monitoring, one of the stations that we do our reports on, and the Rich Eisen show is broadcasting live. A bunch of network shows, are here broadcasting live all week from the draft. And Rich Eisen says, coming up next, Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst. Now, Brian doesn't do interviews, man, but it's like, well, if you want to be the host, you're probably going to have to come out and do an interview or two. So LaFleur did one. Brian is out there. And they have a very nice interview. And then when they finish, at the end, Rich says, all right, come on up after this. Our next guest is going to be Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden. And I'm thinking, I'm going to hang for that because this might be a kid that would be on the board for the Packers. I don't think they're going to take a wide receiver, but we'll listen. So after Matthew Golden tells Rich his story about, it was 10 years ago at this time that he was a kid with his mom, living on the streets outside of a Walmart or from motel to motel. And then one family took him in for 3 years of high school so he could finish there. He gets into the University of Houston, proves himself there. He transfers over to Texas with an offensive scheme that was probably more conducive to the pros, and the Packers end up picking him. And so Rich Eisen says, hey, you know, during the break there, I saw you and the Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, kind of, you know, embracing and shaking it. What's that all about? And he says, well, I was just here 2 weeks ago for one of those 30 visits. Yeah, I met with the Packers. Oh, you did? Well, how did that go? So he talks about how he sat down with Brian Gutekunst just 2 weeks ago. LaFleur, the coaching staff, met some of the Packer players. So I asked both those guys last night about that. And I asked the kid, Golden, I said, you know, what was that moment like? Yes, I mean, here you see the GM, you know, 36 hours before backstage at that show, and now he's calling you and, you know, bringing you into the Packers. He says, when I saw him, I thought it was so nice that he waited to welcome me like that. And I also wanted to tell him, hey, man, take me. Take me. You know? And I confronted Brian with that. He goes, yeah, you know, I was just... You wanted to be nice. but he said it was a football decision. I mean, his name was on the board, and I went by the points value. It wasn't, he said, I was hoping someone didn't get out somewhere.
Interesting. So sounds like that's a good pick for the Packers. The other story from there was Deion Sanders' son was not chosen. He'll be up tonight sometime.
Oh, how embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, all these predictions are that he's going to go 12th or 13th, and, you know, the Cowboys are going to take him or whatever. And, you know, people were in the newsroom were talking about, well, you know, maybe the Raiders will take him now or something. But, yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Coach Sanders has to say about the league and, you know, 32 teams passing in on the opportunity to take his son at quarterback last night.
The other thing about Matthew Golden, you know, he was at number one, and Donald Driver was, what, seven? But his background sounds a little bit like Donald Driver's.
Exactly. And ironically, from the Houston area as
yes,
well.
Yes, right.
And there's nothing more that Brian Gutekunst does, because it's very important to them that being from a smaller market – And just the, you know, the legacies of the Green Bay Packers, that is their brand, and they go out of their way to find what they think are going to be good people, and that's what his, you know, feeling is obviously about this kid. As a matter of fact, Gutekunst said last night, he said when I talked to him on the phone, he wanted to know where he could start working out tonight. He's that pumped up to come to Green Bay.
Oh, that's great. That's what you want. The Bucs a little bit overshadowed with a playoff game tonight. How do you see that one?
Well, I don't know. They're going to have to invent something soon, because the first two games, the Pacers had them at home. The atmosphere in the Pacers, you know, field house down in Indianapolis was fantastic. I mean, those fans were so much into it. But, you know, the Bucs in both games found themselves behind by 10, 12 points within the first 6 or 7 minutes. You know, the Pacers just had run a faster paced game. Their 3-point shooting has been spectacular, and the Bucks just seem to be lost and not finding themselves. And it's, you know, you're not looking for excuses, but there's, you know, there's reasons in terms of, this is the first time in a couple of years that Giannis and Damian Lillard had a chance to play together. And even that team as a whole, with some of these new guys that they traded for in February to play together in a game. And it looked it. And so Doc Rivers had exactly 48 hours to get ready for game three tonight, down 2-0 to Indy, to see if they can, you know, turn the tide in this best-of-seven series tonight at Pfizer Forum in downtown Milwaukee.
And the Brewers open a 3-game series against the always heated rival, the Cardinals. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Cardinals, you know, an average team so far in terms of their rankings. The Brewers just had a 4-game series with the Giants where tough outing the first night, then they shelled them. Was it 11-3 was the final score? Mm-hmm. I mean, the bats were just, you know, going crazy for the Brewers. And you thought, hey, you know, they could take this thing 3-1. Well, they bobbled the ball a couple times yesterday afternoon in the fourth game and ended up losing 6-5. So the home team, San Francisco, ended up taking 3 out of 4 games on that one. And now that long road trip one of the longest of the season for the Brewers, as begins this weekend in St. Louis, and they got three more games on the road after that.
All right, sounds good. Well, we'll get back to it. I know it's a busy place in Green Bay. Things all day are planned today again, or how does it work?
For me, I actually got to bed here at about 4 a.m. Now I'm talking to you. So I will be taking a nap after this broadcast today. I will go to the stadium about 2 or 3, and then rounds 2 and 3 of the draft start tonight at 6 o'clock Central Daylight Time. And then the rest of the picks go in all day tomorrow up until about 6 o'clock.
What's the feeling for the Packers for other positions that they might draft? Any idea?
I feel strongly that maybe they need to find someone to start training and replacing Kenny Clark, you know, who's 30. And I just, you know, don't see him getting, like, another contract after this. And T.J. Slayton was one of their interior defensive linemen. He ended up signing in free agency a two-year deal that, as Brian Gutekunst would say, you know, you look at a player, you make your evaluations, and then you sort of write out his contract, and that's your walk-away money. Well, he got over $15.5 million from the Cincinnati Bengals for the next 2 years, and the Packers said, thank you. You did your services, but we're not going to pay that much, you know, and the free market worked that way. Well, they have to replace that player that did pretty good for him for the last 4 years.
All right, Mike. Well, go take a nap. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Phil.
Mike Clemens joining us from Green Bay live here on WRCO Sports.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A busy Friday morning continues here on WRCO with a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. If Tom were alive today, you'd recognize him because you've seen his face in your grocery store. He was born in a tenement house in Glasgow, Scotland. His father was a local shop owner. In 1865, age 15, Tom came to America. Back in Scotland, he'd worked at a number of shops, including his father's, but it was not until working in America that Tom understood the potential of merchandising. In 5 years, he'd absorbed all he could of American merchandising strategy. Then he returned to Glasgow, taking what he'd learned with him. On his 21st birthday, Tom opened a shop of his own, a small grocery on Stobcross Street. That was his first step on the road to fame and wealth and to your grocery store shelf. And not far down that road, Tom met something that would make his name a household word in Scotland, the world's largest cheese. Generally, business-wise, Tom did everything right. He advertised in the Glasgow Citizen. He spruced up his store. From a pole above the door, he hung a large wooden ham. In the window, he placed humorous ads drawn by one of Scotland's leading cartoonists. By night, gas jets lit the shop's interior. Tom was playing the American game, anything to attract attention. And his business kept picking up. Soon, Tom opened a second store, and before he knew it, a decade had passed. His publicity stunts had paid off handsomely, and now folks all over Glasgow were wondering, what would Tom do next? Well, the time was right for Tom's wildest plan ever, an idea he'd been thinking about for some time, the display of the world's largest cheese. The newspaper ads said it would be imported from America. Though the exact dimensions and weight of the cheese have been forgotten, the ads tell us that it took 6 days and the labor of 200 dairymaids and the milk of 800 cows to produce it. Understandably, Glasgow was in awe. When the steamer bearing the mammoth cheese sailed in, curious crowds were waiting on the dock and in the streets. As it was transported to Tom's store, onlookers cheered. That was early December 1881, and within a few days, Tom had implanted gold coins in his cheese mountain, sovereigns and half-sovereigns. Of course, he was imitating the traditional sixpence in the Christmas pudding. And on Christmas Eve, when the cheese was sliced and put up for sale, a special squad of police was required to control the mob at Tom's grocery shop door. Monster cheeses became a Christmas tradition at Tom's grocery, although most of us have never heard of them. In fact, we'd never have heard of Tom were it not for a certain something else he sold long after he'd become a chain store tycoon and a self-made millionaire. You see, Tom was the first merchant to bag and tag tea. Because the young Scot whose first lessons in merchandising he learned from us, the young man who brought the American flair for publicity to Glasgow, the rising grocery store owner who made a name for himself by implanting gold coins in a monstrous mountain of cheese, he's remembered today for a comparatively insignificant something labeled tea bags. Sir Thomas Johnstone Lipton. Only now you know the rest of the story.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Good morning. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by our good friends at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance on a rainy Friday. A brand new one that's already in the top 40 for Jelly Roll.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I'm falling out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drum. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Wondering where and when I fell apart. Oh, I fell apart. I had enough of my demons. Angels only need you where you are. And I'm in the dark. In these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees, I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming.
brand new from Jelly Roll. Our trivia question of the day is coming up shortly here on WRCO Radio. A brand new one from Tim McGraw and Parker McCollum is featured next on Fresh from the Country, all about paper umbrellas.
And holding up her hand to have one more. I stood and watched her sipping, crying, flipping through old pictures on her phone. I said, hey, is this seat taken? I sure hate for you to have to drink alone. She cracked a smile, said, sit here if you want. I said, I don't mean to bribe a girl, you're doing this all wrong. It's gonna take a lot of pina coladas if you're gonna drink him off your mind. I'll sit here a little longer and get us something stronger, something that'll work in half the time. Cause my love don't shine like you thought it would, ain't nothing quite like good tequila straight. Clouds away. Yeah, girl, I'm here to tell you, paper umbrellas look good on top, but they won't stop the rain. She dropped her straw back in that hourglass and said, I guess it's worth a shot. I said, lightning, it don't mix with any kind of fishing. Girl, I'm guessing time is all I've got. But tonight you need a friend and nothing more. I know what helps a heart to heal, girl. I've been there before. It's gonna take a lot of pina coladas if you're gonna drink him off your mind. I'll sit here a little longer and get us something stronger, something that'll work in half the time. Cause when love don't shine like you thought it would, ain't nothing quite like good tequila straight to chase the clouds away. Yeah, girl, I'm here to tell you, paper umbrellas look good on top, but they won't stop the rain. Yeah, when love don't shine like you thought it would, stop the rain.
A paper umbrella might not do you any good out there today. I don't know. But nonetheless, Tim McGraw, Parker McCollum on WRCO, fresh from the country today. Looks like rain has kind of let up, at least for the time being. It is currently 42 degrees.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location. It is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special. Supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department,
Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Wilkinson Auctions annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auctions lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Our trivia question of the day. Here we go. Your chance to win from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The winner gets the cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. A new study shows Gen Z and millennials are dropping thousands of dollars to do this, even if it means going into debt. Is it A, go to concerts, B, buying health foods, C, going on tropical vacations, or D, buying a sports car? What is the most common answer there? A new study showing Gen Z and millennials are dropping thousands of dollars to do this, even if it means going into debt. 608-647-4155. Good luck to you.
Bill brakes so they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn goodbye round. Bloody Mary's an aspirin, don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of thin, the hands of time. My go-to game day jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town church blue, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. Words that rhyme. Hat on a hat of time. think. We take our licks, life takes its toll. We say thanks, and we fold our hands. And it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass at home. I caught you. The guy.
Fresh from the country, Eric Church and Hands of Time. Congratulations to Rick Jones. Way to go, Rick. The winner of the Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe Big Prize. A new study shows Gen Z and millennials are dropping thousands of dollars to do this, even if it means going into debt. The correct answer, A, going to concerts. That's just unbelievable. I looked up what the average price for 2025 concert tickets, and it's around $200. But it does say music fans can expect to pay anywhere between $100 to $499 on concert tickets, depending on where they are. The survey also plans or says that many people spending well over $1,000 for some shows. That's incredible to me. You know, and of course, I go back to the old days where you'd drive up to the ticket window at the Dane County Coliseum and you'd drop $5.99 on a ticket. You know, if you're taking somebody, you know, you might spend $15 and you're done. And there were police out there guarding against anybody scalping. People over in the grassy area, they're, hey, man, you got tickets? And that was illegal. So how is this any different? You know, I mean, you can't actually buy from the venue anymore. It's all through second parties and things like that and putting them online. And it's gotten out of hand. I don't know that there's anybody that I would spend that kind of money for anymore. Unless Elvis, they find him, he's still alive and he's going to put on a show. I might pony up for that money. But otherwise, way to go, Rick. You're our winner today from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
There were many school referendums this spring. And in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that. And they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
I will welcome guests from Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination during the morning show visit today. Following that visit, we will have on the line with us Brian Reisinger, who's the author of the book Land Rich, Cash Poor, and that's going to be a special event that he'll be a part of in Viroqua this weekend. So that's during the second half of the morning show later on today. We look forward to bringing that your way. Has the rain stopped? Well, pretty much here, although we've heard from the outlying areas that it's still raining, so we might get another band of that before it all ends today by early afternoon. And right now it is 42 degrees in Richland Center. We were talking about concert tickets and how costly those are. And the most I've ever spent was for Paul McCartney, who was at the Kohl Center, and that was pre-COVID. So it must have been 2018, 2019, somewhere in that area. And I felt really guilty. And I want to say I spent $125, and there were, of course, there's always fees added on, too. You think, oh, that doesn't sound bad. Oh, wait a minute, $35, $40 fee. But anyway, I felt really guilty, but I got it, and it was cheaper because I went by myself, and you can get single tickets because, you know, they want to fill out the row or whatever. So I got a good deal on it, but I still felt really guilty. I can't imagine dropping $500 or $1,000 on one ticket, but I guess everybody's idea of entertainment is different. Jason Aldean has the number five record this week with Whiskey Drink. Low Cash at number four with Hometown Home. Also, Cole Swindell is at number three with Forever to Me. Morgan Wallen at number two with I'm the Problem. And the number one tune this week featuring Jason Aldean, Dean, John Morgan, and Friends Like That.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keep in bed, company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL, girl. Glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. I'm gonna think I'm going through hell, but I don't.
one this week on WRCO, John Morgan and Jason Aldean. Thanks to the young lady that called in and said that she did see Elvis on his last tour and camped out for 3 days to get the tickets at Dane County Coliseum. Good memories, absolutely. And concerts were a little cheaper then, too. Fill me open, all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, our update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow. He's meeting with Vladimir Putin as the U.S. continues efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the world continues to prepare for fallout from the